This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Sunday the Omicron variant of the coronavirus has been found in about 15 U.S. states so far, but the Delta variant remains the majority of COVID-19 cases nationwide. As for Omicron, quote, "We know we have several dozen cases, and we're following them closely, and we are every day hearing about more and more probable cases, so that number is likely to rise," CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told ABC News, adding more data is still needed. But she also says Delta still accounts for most cases in the United States, and as vaccines are known to protect against hospitalization and death, health officials hope they will blunt the impact of Omicron as well. She said that of the 90,000 to 100,000 cases a day, 99.9% of them are of the Delta variant. Myanmar soldiers wounded at least three people after ramming a car into a peaceful anti-coup rally in Yangon, eyewitnesses said Sunday. The country has been in turmoil since February when the military seized power, triggering nationwide demonstrations, which the junta sought to quell with violent crackdowns and mass arrests. More than 10 months of military rule has seen some 1,300 killed rallying against the army, but small, highly mobile protests still crop up. The rally in Yangon was violently dispersed Sunday morning when a large car plowed into it, according to a journalist there. He said a handful of people, some carrying banners in support of ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, were hit as others fled the scene. Quote, "Then the soldiers jumped out of the car and started shooting," he said. State-run MRTV News reported security forces took action. This is VOA News.